never heard of that, but a child who scares easily referred to by a different term.
Scaredy cat.
Okay. All right, this phrase, the old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
Okay. What about the negative of that? How would you use the negative of that phrase? For example, you might say about somebody, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
wasn't afraid before.
Now, you had to use used to be in a negative way.
I see.
I don't understand why she's afraid now.
She used not to be.
Used not to be. Okay. All right, a person who leaves some money out in plain sight, the door's unlocked, you say he's awfully
gullible.
Okay, or he's not careful with his money, he's
careless.
Now, in this situation, if I talk about a relative of mine, I might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so, it's just every now and then she acts a little
weird, strange.
Okay. Now, with the word queer do there, she acts queer. More queer.
Yes.
Now, to you, has that word changed?
Yes.
Name?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now it suggests a homosexual, male homosexual.
If you said somebody acted
queer,
that would suggest homosexual.
Yes.
Okay. Use it as a noun?
In that sense, would it be a noun? Yes.
So-and-so is a...
Yeah, yes.
Weird.
Yes.
All right.
And students at school laugh when they come across that word in literature. If someone is referred to as queer, they giggle. Yes.
Of course, must think it queer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Back up. Same thing about gay again.
Yes.
A person who makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it no matter what, you say he's very...
stubborn.
Okay. What about somebody you just can't joke with without losing his temper? You say he's awful.
High strung. Temperamental. I guess that's all.
Touchy.
Somebody
like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
so angry, so mad.
And if the fellow is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just
calm down or cool off.
What about the word keep there? He's together with one of those words.
Keep cool. Keep calm.
And at the end of the day, you've been working hard, you say you're very
tired.
What about an extreme case of that? You say I'm just all
tuckered out. I've heard that I wouldn't use it.
Right. pooped.
Pooped.
What about shot? I'm just shot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I say I'm shot.
Okay. Or I'm all. What about something that begins with a W? I'm just all
worn out.
Okay. Say, if you've heard about somebody who's in the hospital, you might say, well, that's funny, I saw him the other day, looking all right. When was it?
Became ill.
Or what about something with the word sick in it?
Took sick.
Yeah, when was it?
Took sick.
And somebody who's been working out in the sun, and he comes into an air-conditioned room, and after a while his eyes and nose start running, and he starts sneezing, you might say, well, it looks like he's...
I'm not sure, allergic to
It's just the common.
Sensitive.
When you say they have no cure for the common.
Cold.
Right, so he's done what he's...
He's caught a cold.
Okay. And it affects his voice.
He's hoarse.
Yeah. And does that, he has a...
Cough.
Late in the day, I might say, well, better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
tired.
Or...
sleepy.
But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
wake up.
And if somebody else is sleeping and you don't want him to, you might tell somebody to go.
Wake him up.
And the verb take...